Abba Mashma, says Rashi, the shepherd of the Baruch Hu Kolam Hasiyas HaMitzvah Kibin Lekid Lekamon. Keep Ligi, oh, Baruch Hashem, turn the page. Keep Ligi, Val Vir. Mar Sava Mei Kora Mashma, Mar Sava La Abba Mashma. Rashi Mei Kora Mashma, Val Vir should be Arti, Veradayan Lo Bodik, the Baruch Hu Kolam Vedikahi, so therefore, no good. Be your hand and I'll be big, Russian. Alright. And what's the law about? Mesve. Baruch Hashem Kisham Mitzvosa Vesivonu Al Amila. No. Keep Ligi. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Turn the page. Keep Ligi. Val Vir. Mar Sava Mei Kora Mashma. Mar Sava La Bo Mashma. Rashi Mei Kora Mashma. Al Vir should be Arti. Veradayan Lo Bodik. So Baruch Hakonu Vedikahi. So therefore, no good. Be your hand and I'll be bedik, Rashi. Alright. And what's it law about? Mesve. Baruch Hashem Kisham Mitzvosa Vesivonu Al Amila. No. No, what's the kasha? There the Baruch Hashem before the Mila, and you see it's future oriented. No. Mars Hasa Mechi Neyma. Neyma Lomel. No. Lo Sagid Laviu Moil. What? You commanded me to make the... I don't have a chiyuv to do the bris. I'm only in the moil. I was contracted to do the bris. I don't have a chiyuv to do the bris. Alright? Rashi. Name a lovel bitmi a mashmid also rofe to have doctor to do the bris. Hamolas kovnei o'ir. See, nitzdav a lovel as hatinik azes, not true, v'chilo sagad avi umoil. All of a mitzvah would tell us. Follow all of a mutal, chid amon v'chidushin per kama. Tav chav tes. Avobir mitzvah kol al-baal ha-chav mitzvah would tell us. V'cholish vish bodek peso. Behechad yochlam alavar lo name albir shetach to say livar. Prep the Gemara. Avia ben ma'igal lemeima. So Avia ben Rashi ma'igal lemeima. Yibal amila l'shava mashma v'zeh shel alama l'amal. Ma'igal lemeima. Ahechi shavina le lemeima al amila. As the Gemara ain't up in Rashi. Sorok al alam. So tell on us a bit. Somebody asked me kash yesterday. Is it siddish teish pakeh? And the city would say that even the Aviyah Ben makes Allah Mila. How can the city go against the Gemara? Well, here's Marcy saying, if you're not with the Aviyah Ben, makes Allah Mila's Aben.
That's still not happening. What Al-Mitzvus is only with
the Aviyah Ben. Well, so the Ran says that this is only going called the Wama Diyama. In other words, again, Meisvei, what's the Kasha? Kasha against two. The Kasha against the Mandaba who says, what Levaracha? Be Levarachom, but get stuck in the trouble. And the way out of the trouble is to say this whole sugya. So if we would have said the bracha Levarachom, then Enochinam and the father would make Lamalas Aben. But since we make Al Virachom, we make Alamila to even the father. That's the Ran's terror. So the Ran's in the Gemara is against the Siddur, because the Siddur passes the Alachom, Al Virachom. But in this whole Gemara goes Levarachom. We'll see later the Ran inside. Yes? Rashi later. Alright, we'll see. Right, yes.
Is there a reason why the Gemara doesn't mention Shema
Shem? Like you make Rashi Shema Shem? No.
Why is the Gemara mentioning
Shema Shem? Meisvei. Baruch Hashem, Kedushama, Mitzvot, Sevitzivano, Al Ashchita. Knew why Al Ashchita should be Lishchot. Hasanami, Echinem, the name of Lishchot. Losagid, Laviu, Shochit. Let someone else share. Right, don't have to shecht at all. You can eat be a vegetarian. You can eat fish. You don't have to eat meat. Says the Gemara. Pesach v'kod shemayikol amena. Rashi abal mitzav l'ksiv v'samach yadol v'shachat. Enochinam. Say lishkot. Meisvei. Ha'ol salulav liyachim v'orach shachiyonu v'kimonu v'gemonu v'manazeh. N'tol alotis v'homer asher k'disham v'sav v'tzivonu al netilas lulav. No, say you make a bracha of Leviris HaChametz, should make Lito Lula. What's the Shani Hasan, the Be'idna, the Akbeha, Nafakbei. The minute you pick it up, you already yotze, Mavarech Al Sha'ova. I said, Rashi is Mamish. You make the bracha after the mitzvah is over. The mitzvah is over at the instant that you pick it up. It's not like Sukkot is a continuing mitzvah. No, it's in one second, Akbe Nafakbei. So that second you already yotze. And then when the bracha is made after you fulfill the mitzvah already, so you make al, which is lashon hava. Correct the Gemara. He Hachi is a kasha in the lashon of the brisa. Lotes bo. The taller lotes bo, he says, can share on the tilas lulav. No. Yotzeba mi bar. The brisa should have said Yotzeba. Enochinami. Enochinami should have. We should look at Baal, the Mr. Sefer, Leisha Besuka, Tana Nereisha Nami, Lotzis Baal. The Katani Sefer, also Sukha, Lotz Vavach, Shavavach, Hashem, Shech Yonah, Vek Yimonah, Yonah, Zvon, Zeh, Nipas Leisha Baal, Omer Baruch, Hashem, Kisham, Vesov, Tzivana, Leisha Besuka. Say no, Chena. Fine. And it says the Gemara's conclusion, Vilpasa, Albir Chomitz. Says Rashi, Vilpasa, Albir, Nami, Lahavo, Mashma, Tegabe, Mila, Nami, Lo shno avia ben meinish di alma to the haba mashma v'ala mila nami kolamu dami. So Rashi passes like the siddur. Rather Rashi instead of Mobarich. So Rashi also passes like the siddur. Fine. Good. Cool the alma. Yeah. Oh, we'll see soon. That's not the alma passes differently. The cool the alma. That's a zigamara. Mia meikara bina lebruche minolon. How do you know he's making a bracha before the mitzvah? The Amar Yehuda Mashmul, call a mitzvah, the bracha leim over lasi yosef, my mashmul, tie over the shidak du mehu, over rash this kodem. How do you know? Amar Rab Nachmu Yitzchak, Amar Kvah, Vayoratz Achimat, Derech Hakika Vayavras Akushi, Abay Amar Mehocha, Vu Ova Lefneem, Vibor Hashem Mehocha, Vayavra Malkam Lefneem, Hashem Berosham. What does that mean? Over Rash Vayavras Akushi, Kodmu Bevisis Avshalom, Vayavra Malkam Lefneem, Yaktim Lelech Barosh. What is he saying? Over means not kodem as we shown to them, but over is right before, just before. He's right at it, he's right at leading them, not 10 miles ahead of them, it's just in front of them. Be'rav Amri, chutz minat tevila v'shof. There's an exception, two exceptions to the rules. Tevila and shof. Vishlam a tevila, da'kati gavra lo fazi, Rashi. Kon tevila z'balei keri. The kalim of v'bracha z'avkof. Sh'asub v'divrei Torah v'bracha. The ezra tikkun tevila z'balei kroyim. The divrei Torah v'shem ha'u tevila tikkun l'chol ha'tevilas v'chosn l'besof. Yeah, so we understand why I can't make a bracha first. It's takanas Ezra. Ela shofar my timer. Why can't make a bracha before the shofar? V'chitema shem dilma mekalkalot kiyo. I mean, you got it wrong. He yachi afila shechita n'mila nami chas v'shalom. He can get it wrong. Shechita not so terrible, but mila. But he can get it wrong and it will be bracha levatala. Elam Rav Chista chutz minat tevila bulvad. We're not chayish for these things. The average male gets it right, and the average shayla gets it right, the average balskir gets it right. So we're not worried about the possibility of going wrong. Tevila is the only exception. It matanin amirachi tavo v'ol mizvali yosam bracha asher k'shamas al sivano ala tevila. It's the only exception. Finished. End of the sugya. Any questions? Yes, Lord.
But
I don't know, he won't do the Mila properly.
Okay, so
he's
over too much or whatever it is.
Right.
But he still didn't act in doing Mila. But
you don't have too much,
you're
doing it.
If you do
anything, not really. Yes?
When it says that you're not doing wrong, does it mean that animals can be a kosher animal and everything? Just like statistically, you're like, you know, a lot of the trade is. And also, even doing the shechita correct, if you, there are certain stringencies in the shechita which make it possible. So even the most screen show can make it possible.
It's a very good question. It's a good question. As far as the possibility of trefa, I recommend you to look in the Ramah in Simon Yutes in Yoradea. He talks about it. It's a long shot here. We'll make reference to it. Talks about the case where you think the animal might be a trefa, better than average chance. If it's going to trefa, do you have a right to make a bracha before, or you should make a bracha after? That's a famous Ramah. Huh? Oh, well, maybe. We'll come to that. So that's Talmud Tosfos.
What about the fact that even the most experienced shof can make errors?
No, we're not worried about it. The Levar, Kulam, Lepligi, the Lavo, Mashmah, the Tosfos, Mikan, the Yavatsar, Rashbo, the Shmi, Rashbam, Levorech, the Fnei Amila, Lachniso. The Lach Amila, Yishaka, the Bechosa, the Lachniso, the Lavo, Mashmah, the Yod, Shetzorach, Levorech, or Velasi Yoso. So of course, Lachniso should come before the Bris Mila. When you're in the Benetan, the Perek of the Mila, Tanya, Amolo, Me'ashek, Kichavu, Zavu, Tzivon, Al Amila, Avi, Aben, Omer, Lachniso, Mashma, La'achar Amila, Mekomo. Why? The most Al Amila, after, once the most Al Amila, guess what happens? Boop! In a flash, it's over. So by the time the father gets around to saying what? Zachniah, Bar, Matar, Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech, Olam, Asher, Kedisham, Sassam, Sivan, Lachniso, Riso, Shel, Aram, Avila. 15 words. Man, that Avila's locked all long over. Because these days, these Malav, they say Alavila, boom. And within 2 seconds, it's finished. So what's this all about? What are you talking about? Obviously, it must be said afterwards. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the Tosa Shatz was another raya. Because it says in the Gemara, that same Daf and Shabbos, what do you say afterwards? What do you say? The universe. Kishem shall what do you say? Nichnas. Nichnas is what? Tense.
Already.
Past. The minute he says Lachnisa, the rabbi said the Kishem Nichnas Labris. What Nichnas Labris? According to the Rashbam, it hasn't happened yet. According to the Rashbam, who said the bracha before, it hasn't happened yet. Let me nichas the bris. He can't the bris, should say. There it is, that it happens afterwards.
Rashbam
is different here, so
what's the
big
deal?
It's only true. He had
changed
the
economics.
Why not?
Yeah, but it's not past tense. It's not future tense.
No, it's not future.
You're being a dyke in the exact second that he's doing it right now.
As we say in English, presently, right?
As he's presently
entering into the bridge, could be in 10 seconds from now. Could be.
Maybe the Rashbam
had a comma, it's not a patuch. How can you bring around what the dictum is? Look at the old manuscripts. Kids, whatever it is. Afagad lachniso mashmal habo lo kosher. The law also nasa achshem mevorech. Ela mishabeach, depends if it's with a comma, it's with a patach, a little bit grammy after now. Ela mishabeach umod ala kodesh baruch hu shetivano ala mila kishetavu liyono. As they do today in the hospitals. When someone else says the bracha, like the father who does, he says the bracha, doesn't have to be overlasted. Teda, shirat birchas erusin. Tosis says a minig over here, which we don't have, of course. As the bracha on erusin is said after the erusin is over. We don't do that. If you've ever been at a wedding, we do first the bracha and then he puts the ring on the finger. But the Tosis quotes a custom that they first put the ring on the finger and then they said the bracha. What kind of bracha would this be? It's a birchas hawat? Huh? Not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas that has been done before. Birchas hasheva.
He's saying a birchas and mitzvah only has to be done before if it's being nivrach by the person who's doing it. Isn't that what he's saying? Isn't that this whole
thing? No, absolutely not. Ela mishabeach umod ala kodesh baruch hu shetzivanu ala mila. So too, mishabeach umod ala kodesh baruch hu shetzivanu. In Kiddush it's even more obvious. I mean, not obvious. Notice that both of these two brachas, although the words shetzivanu were there, don't talk about an action. One talks about a bris. And one talks about, you know, Arayas and Arusas and the Suas and Kalash Abba Yisrael, flips a whole text. So therefore, Pashtos learned that it's a Birchas HaShevach, Shevach Va'odah, and Birchas HaShevach Va'odah comes after the fact, not before. Birchas HaShevach Va'odah is after the fact. You praise God for whatever transpired, right? Even though it's a bracha like, the Ron gives an example, a bracha on lightning and thunder. You don't make it before, you make it after. So you know the thunder, you heard lightning, so you know the thunder's about to come. So, you know, the laws of science. So you have to make a bracha on Shekhov, Rosh, and all the other before the thunder. No way. It's a bracha which is in reaction to the thunder, that natural phenomenon. So here too, Kiddushin and Mila, there's a bracha, the Acher HaSiyasim, it seems to be the bracha Shevach Vodah, as it also seems to be saying.
But if you, when most of the time with thunder lightning, you hear the thunder, but don't see lightning.
Okay.
Does it make the Yosem as gracious?
Right.
No, it's not.
Right.
You make both?
No, you don't see a lot of lightning.
Why?
You don't see it. The Birchas HaShevach, but you see it. You don't see it. Yes.
As long as you convince a non-religious person to get a dress because it's healthy, prevents penile cancer, etc., etc., so if you love to make this problem, he's supposed to say tradition. bracha or not. It's the bracha of my color, why do you have it, for sure? You don't believe that he's going to God.
Well, as far as the moil is concerned, he certainly makes a bracha of Alamila. Now, as far as this father, who's being malice his son because he convinced him that it's good for his medical reasons, so you give the father the option to say it or not say it. If he says it, he says it, but he must mean it. If he doesn't say it.
Well, he doesn't know anything about Jewish practice, right? So he's saying traditionally the ritual is the father says this, but we should just shut up and not say it. You don't say traditionally the father says it's a blessing, you're not
going to
say it. So
he
causes
me
to do a bracha
of my father. Nah, I think you should say it. You should say it. It's explained to him, this is a Jewish tradition, it's for Father Abraham. Say, alright, to be Father Abraham. Even though he may have a medical intention in mind as well, but the Father Abraham is also somebody.
Does it work in really his intending for medical purposes?
I'm assuming he has a residual intention for Father Abraham.
I don't want to.
There's no such thing. Every Jew wants to do what's right. So if it's let him make the bracha, that's all. So if not, so it's too bad. Let's go. Do we pass like this Tosfos or not? Pash does not. Because we hold that the bracha of the Birchas Kohanim is made when? It's made before the wedding. So it's not a Birchas Kohanim. So we pass like the Rambam, we don't next year on Ksubis, the end of the year, as a Birchas HaMitzvah. The name of it cannot be made after the Erisin at all. That's what the Rambam says. I saw in the publication called the Beis Yitzchak from Tavshin Mem Zayin, that's already quite a few years back. Harav Shem, the Shalita, has a Tvar Torah here about the Suwa, very interesting. Someone else got married. Very interesting things. He quotes Tosis of Psalm of Zayin is Tosis. And he says, it's a Birch HaShevach V'Odah. And he says that we must pass in this way. Pass in this way. How can that be? We don't pass in this way at all. We pass in, you said, a bracha earlier. Well, what's the proof? Shekvar Noglu or Abonim, Lasada Kiddushin, Lavorach Birch HaSeresin, I feel about Apikursim, She'enim Aminim B'Torah Ben HaShemayim. Asha Yiev Shalom B'Chi Agavna, Sharab Motzi as Achosn B'Birchosa B'Din Yotza Motzi, Shemini She'enim Mamim B'Torah Ben HaShemayim, Arez Akil Meskavish, Golotz B'Birch HaShem, Kishav Sosav Sivano, Ala Rayetz V'Chulei. Wow. Since the rabbi, Orthodox rabbis make wedding ceremonies, even for individuals who are complete non-believers, why did they go through the ceremony? Well, in Eretz Yisrael, they have no choice. Can't get married otherwise, right? And in America, because the father wants it, or the grandfather wants it, somebody wants it, they go through the motions. How can the rabbi say the bracha? Can't be levatala, can't be motzei the chasn. The chasn doesn't want the bracha at all, which is what the rabbi was, the chasn's bracha. Elavane minigah olavu l'smach hashidus atosis. Sharab Avorach Birch HaSeres V'Aratzmo about Kol HaOndim Shama. Aye, we make the bracha before. Nope. So I guess what he's trying to say is over here, we make the bracha before because it's about to happen. It's about to happen, so it can be a Birch HaShadach V'Adah, so we'll usually wait till afterwards. So here, we try to maybe do both sheetahs. His whole discussion over here, because you see, he's bothered by Akasha, yes? Should be afterwards. But here's the kasha. How can I make the bracha for the chosn? Right? I make a bracha for the chosn. I'm not getting married. He's getting married. He should make the bracha. What's the answer?
They used to be that way. But now we don't.
They don't know how to make it, right? So that's why we stay for them, right? But still, I said bracha levatala. I can't make for him. I'm not getting married. What's the answer? What's a simple answer? What's a simple answer? That's right. Call your fellow Abrazelazer. I have a cloud called Yotza Motzi. Right? What does that mean? I mean, I already made a bracha. I already made a bracha on shofar. And I can come blow shofar for you and I can make the bracha again. Or Megillah. They want Balkarif and a Megillah. Very often he's a Balkarif and a Megillah. He lays the first minion, he goes and lays another minion, and lays the third minion, and he keeps making the bracha over and over again. How does it work? Yotza Motzi, no problem.
If he's not married,
it's a side point. So Yotza Motzi is also good, doesn't matter. But the problem of Chef de Reyes over here is, quote a Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, what a Shulta Giborim. You can't say Yotza Motzi by Brichas Milas HaBen, or Pidyon HaBen. A the Shulta Gibarim in the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Sharei zeh ha-mavorech lo neschai v'chlal v'hach mitzvah v'hach bracha hayom. When do you say atzimotzi? By Kiddush, Shofar, where he's chayav the same mitzvah. Koyish v'lo yevzeh lezeh, to yoyotzi am nayotzi. But if I'm not chayav, so what kind of arvus? What kind of, what? So how do I make a bracha for the chos? I'm married already. I'm not chayav to get married. I'm not going to get married today. I've been a guest, you can't have two wives. What do you mean that I'm making a bracha for you? That's Rav Shechter's question. So he responded by saying, the pshat must be that we all have birchas Hashemah. Oh, it's a birchas Hashemah, and it's no problem. I'm not making the bracha for the chosin. I'm making the bracha really for everybody. Everybody's there should make the bracha. So I'm appointed, in effect, by everybody who's there to make the bracha on behalf of the kol ha-kol of the Suvim Kam. That is, it's a birchas Hashemah, somebody's getting married, and therefore somebody has to make a bracha. So the tradition is, the one is what we call Masada Kiddusha, he makes the bracha for everybody. That's how Rav Shechter wrote of it. He has an interesting Kiddush. He quotes in the bottom the Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov. What happens in the following case? Oh, getting married, huh? Well, the Chosin wants Rabbi X to be Masada Kiddushin. And the Kalar wants Rabbi Y to be Masada Kiddushin. Or the Chosin's parents, or the Kalar's parents. Who wins? All the boys say the Chosin. Of course. That depends upon who's required. Not a serious trailer.
Who's paying for the wedding?
No. Minig Yisrael the Chaskin, that's true. But Minig Yisrael has to have a basis. So the basis is as follows. The basis is that who was Mitzuvah on the midst of Kiddushin? Who was Mitzuvah on the midst of Kiddushin? So the Nodav Yehuda says that Pesachim Tshuva quotes in a similar Amidah Tziv Katan Aleph that what happens if the Chosan is a Cheresh? Can't hear. He speaks, but he can't hear. Could the Rabbi make the bracha? He's well. Im ayamokom lomad shegam akala shaycha b'birchas erusin umotzi mesaras akala. Then no. So he's not sure. He's not sure whether the Kala is chayev in the mitzvah of Kiddushin is she, or maybe only he. I practice whether both are chayev. Why? It says mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, and it also says in the same line in Kiddushin, what does it say there? Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. The pashas, if you take the Gemara literally, it's a mitzvah on him, and it's a mitzvah on her too, but the Nodav Yehuda is not sure. As a matter of fact, interesting over here, he quotes, Rav Shech quotes from Rav Shneur Kotler, who quoted his grandfather, Mrs. Zalman, why do women not drink from Abdul? I always thought they grow a mustache or a beard, that's what I always thought. But he quotes Alpi Nigle, he says. That's like this, the Machlokos are shown about women chayav and Abdul or not. We'll get to it later maybe in the 10th parak. Kiddush, yeah? Abdullah is not so clear. So in case they're not, if they drink from the Abdullah, it'll be a hefsek. Won't be a hefsek, because what they answered, Bori, Elmein, the Bori Mirahesh, and Bori Mirim Samim, and Amadu Bekosh Lechol. And the partner from all that, maybe. The partner from all that, that the Elmein is a hefsek. So then, they can't drink from the wine. If you're chayav, it's not a hefsek. So we're not sure if they're chayav or potter. Huh? Yeah, but maybe you were yotze the first time, so you want to say, how do I not be yotze? All right, but that's already complicated. So then Rav Shneur Kotler, Zichron of the Rokha, said, if that's the case, there's a big question. The Kala, if she's not chayav in the mitzvah of the Kiddushin, and the bracha of the Kiddushin, and she answered Amen, that should be a shayla of what? Of what? Of a hefsek between what and what? Bar for a gofen and the drinking. So Rav Shechter writes, well, according to the tzad of the another Yehuda, the Kala is also mechayav, then it's okay. The birchas Hashavach is about okay. But Rav Shechter writes, he thinks like this, who gets to see the Kiddushin? It depends. If it's the only the chosin's mitzvah, so he has a choice. If he and the kala both mitzvah, they have to fight it out. I mean, we're not saying it's chas v'shalom Friday night, but in principle, they have to come to a mutual understanding because they both have a chelik. Yes. No. No. What's more? What's this chauvinism here? What more? What more? If she's mitzvah, she's also an equally mitzvah. But then he has an interesting hara. If Tosfos is right, and apparently the minhag is that way, he claims because we make the bracha even for individuals who don't believe in the bracha. So who should be the one who should choose theoretically the Masada Kedushin? Rova Omer the Mishum. Can you imagine that? Just imagine. You're staying around. Okay, on both sides.
27 right
here. There are the following candidates for Masada Kedushin. Who votes for? You know, so I mean, can you just imagine that?
Wild.
I mean, he's not advocating really, but he's just talking in principle. But right? But it's on a response card. Who do you choose for Masada Kedushin? That's a good one. I can respond if you want meat or fish, or you want to sit separate or mix. But it's a new one. Who do you want in Masada Kedushin? Do you have a X, Y, or Z?
And you get that.
That's unbelievable. So Rav Shapta also said, I don't think it's printed in the article, that if this is the case, it's very important for everybody to listen to the brachas. During Jewish chuppahs, traditionally, everyone talks. I mean, they make an announcement, they brought in a room request, everyone's being complete attention, but everyone's schmoozing. So Rav Shapta said that. What do you mean? What are they schmoozing for? They should be listening to the brachas. It's their bracha. Call out the suvim kana, the ones who are chayim in the bracha. So that's some sehara according to this Tosfos. Maybe we rely on, at least in some cases, you know, we don't follow completely, make the bracha beforehand. So it's a good idea to listen to the birchas eris.
Should we mark it throughout the whole...
I didn't say that. Should listen. You shouldn't talk during the brachas proper. During the kibbutz, when they're announcing such and such, and it takes 10 minutes to walk up, then you're allowed to talk. But don't quote me. But not during the actual bracha, everyone should be quiet and listen. Alright? Yeah. That's a good question. It could be the Rana Sakasha. What's mitzvah bar? The mitzvah is Pru Ravu. Pru Ravu is only chayiv on the man. So the Ran says, well, it's a heksher mitzvah. She enables him to, because no man can do Pru Ravu without a woman, obviously. So Mamela, it's not so much. All right, that's the question. Do you have to drink from it? That's dripping the wine in the fingers. Yeah. Yes.
Who was the Achai Kedusha? Why is the whole thing evil? Because we want to get nervous for the bugs, so it's like it seems like she has to do it.
A woman's supposed to be married, that's for sure. But the question is there a formal mitzvah of Kedusha on her? A vada woman has to be married, but it could be no formal mitzvah of Kedusha. Could be she has to get married, like we said before, to avoid an Avera. When we're not married, could be Nishal Naveris.
She can marry someone else then. Why do you have this guy?
It's whatever. You have a question?
Yes, don't we pass from the woman could make up dollars?
Yeah, if there's no man around, she makes up dollars.
Right, so now, if so, so what's the fault? So those when Israel have to have a woman drink from the wine, what's the problem?
Because it's a suffix, so they're going to have a shnei kato, or it's
dominant. It's only suffix at a deference to the Rishon and the Hell.
All right, so we try to avoid it. Right. So this is an interesting question over here as far as the Tosfos is concerned. We already discussed a couple of weeks ago the Brichas Amila. We mentioned Maram Chalava said that the Brichas Amila at Vachnisa was not because of the idea of the Shadach Lodot, like this guy. The Rav used to say it's like the Chal Hashem Ben Bris, and it's a whole, but it's based on, this, on the arrangements, sort of, on the only arrangements that they have to take care of. So when would you make that Bracha? Yeah, before, yeah. Plenty of arrangements to be made the whole time. So therefore, that's how we learned Shadach Lachnisa. And others say, no, the Rosh Bamsa learns the Brichas HaMitzvah, mamish, on the meal itself.
What is
Rosh Bamsa? It's what it's supposed to be. It's a typo. Okay, this is the shada of the issue of meal. Fine. We now get to discuss the main question, which is, what's the Nusach HaBrach? Is there any rhyme and reason for all the changes? When we say Al, when we say Lil. So some say no. There's no, don't even bother trying to find the way. There's no way. The Hilchos Abir Chomet says, Tosu Yochel Uloma Kein She'afz Eloshin Mashal Abba O Sheba Davka Abir Chomet V'yesh Tam Ebrachas V'ri Lomot Tam B'chol Ebrachas. What that means is that we have emuna, a bitachon. And there is a reason. We just don't know what it is. We can't figure out. There's so many brachas. It's impossible to figure out. Huh?
Not only why we make that bracha or why we have that for the bracha.
No. When is it al and when is it lif? So Rav Moshe said we should really draw a chart. This is a perfect case of a chart. We should have all the brachas that we have and see what the reason is for all of them. Okay, how many brachas are discussed here? 10, 20, I don't know if it was the sheep, right? Some of the machlokas. But what does the Gemara have? Bir chametz, that's kata. Bir chametz, mila, shchita, lula, suke, tvila, right? Six. One second. Six. There are only six nusach brachas found in the whole suke, correct? I'm talking about in the Gemara. Six, correct? Did I leave anything out? Right, chametz, bir chametz, mila, lulav, suke,
shofar.
Shofar doesn't say the nusach. Doesn't say the nusach, I told you. Tevila, yeah, I thought that was six. Shrit, right. So there's six altogether. Out of the six, what the psak? What do we break? Well, we pass in al bir chametz. We seem to pass in al hamila, at least in most cases. Leave out the fathers of the dispute. What else? Al hashchita. So about three outs. Al hatfila is four outs. Al hatfila is lula. So it's a 5-1 vote. So we have. Where?
You count
al hatfila
before.
Al hatfila is found. Al hatfila. So we have 5-1 vote. The landslide. The owls have it with a landslide. 5-1. Okay? Now, here let me test your Bekias and Shas. I guess we may use one of your searches. Huh? How many other brachas are found in Shas and Mitzvahs? How many other brachas and Mitzvahs are found in the Nusach is found in Shas? Brachas that Torah is found. But I have to tell you, if you look at the, and it's interesting, if you look at the, in the Sechta Brachas, where it's found, you find two nuschos. That's the irony. Two nuschos. No, don't do with that. Before we get to that. Well, we'll get to that soon. One, of course, we all know that our Brachas is what? Lasok with Divrei Torah. We make it every day. However, that's right. However, where's that Gemara? But here it is. Lasik v'divrei Torah. So the Rabbi Ki Vega says, Marif HaGirsa, Al divrei Torah. Shangut, Al divrei Torah. Al divrei Torah. Quote over here in the Rishonim. They had bracha. So that's, again, it's a bracha by two nuschos. We don't know about that. What else is there? What else is there? Bracha is not a bracha mitzvah, no. Fill in. Very good. So then we know there are two brachas. One is Lahaniyak Tfilin, the Gemara says, and it's Al Mitzvah's Tfilin. So it's a tie, right? One is Al. The question, why is it that way? Very good. Tfilin, we do have a bracha. What else? Since we have a Farish in the Gemara, no, I think. No. Is it the Farish in the Gemara? I don't remember. I mean, I have to be a Baki Peshas. I think the Gemara is the Farish, the Sadeh Peshitis. I believe so. Where would the Gemara be? Where would it be? Menachas? Could be. What about, one sec, what about, Matzah and Mora, where is the Gemara? So here again, it gives me Gersis. Didn't we have that? Oh, okay. Al the Tila Sadaim, that's found in the Gemara also. Shov is not found anywhere. No.
Al the Tila Sadaim is in the Gemara too.
I don't remember that.
Right,
it is lefo mara. That's what's in the Gemara. I don't know what's in the Gemara. I know from the Siddur. I don't know what's in the Gemara.
It's lefo
mara. The different yourselves. Oh, hold on. Is it lechel mara or lachidas mara? Now, Mikra Megillah. It says beferish in the Gemara. You make three brachas, right? The famous Gemara Megillah. But I don't think it says beferish monach. Right, you have the Gemara Megillah? Monach is Mikra Megillah and the Simon Shechar. I don't think it says it perish the word Al Mikra Megillah. Don't remember. I have to be a
Hallel.
Hallel? What's the bracha by Hallel? It's not show so clear. Either Likra is a Hallel or Ligmar is a Hallel. What about Hanukkah? The Hanukkah Ne'er Shechat Beferish. The Hanukkah Ne'er Shechat. So I'll be taking notes here. We have to say what's beferish the Gemara and what's not. So we have some from preliminary notes here on what we have to analyze. Let's now with all this turn to the Rosh and see what he says, what's makes some sense out of it. When is it this, when is it that? So the Rosh and the Ran give theories as to why it should be so. But we gave up. We said he didn't find a reason for it. So the Rosh says, Hilchos HaBir Chametz.
Which
one? Right near the Ayin, if you halfway down to the second column, page 246. Pirish, Gam HaBir Chametz. The first Kiddush in the Rosh. But you have a choice. You say either HaBir or Levar. Take a pick. So why take a chance? So the Rosh says, the Gemara brachas dafnun. Your berachos of shaladam nika shetamet chachamu. Vamavarach albir nika shetamet chachamu. Vyodeh ad albir inami laba mashma. What do you find precedent for this? Berachos lamet ches, v'shtavkin, and rabbonon, and rabzeira. As rabzbarav zvid, adam zvara, lul baka berachosu. Shiyavu liyatma aviyu, will the other kiyosa, we gave him bread, what do you say? Motzi lechem aritz. Bah! It's an adam gadol. If he said, ha motzi, it's a chiddish. Motzi is obviously good. So Almash and Torah Hashminu Chiddush beberchosef. The Kach Nagel Baruch Al Bir Chometz Hashminam. The Gamze Al Abba Mashma. For Shelo Yitul Lamed Al Bir Lashava Vegem Bir Chen Lo Yken Lo Yotza. That's what he says first of all. Though Levar would have been a safer course, we forget. Rambam would try to take the riskier course to show the Chiddush and the Baruch that Levar that Al is also refers to the future. Mashe Chilka beMatbea Baruchos. Yeshu Shetikla BaAl Yeshu Shetikla BaLamed. Rabbi the Tam is Alei Anos and Tam Adav. Oh. The first to jump in is Rabbi Natan. Jump in, into the run. I'm going to give a reason. I'm going to explain when it's lit and when it's out. But it's impossible. There's so many cases. How are you going to do it? Well, Rabbi Natan, go to the door. He'll give you a reason. What's the reason? With a small tzaddi is now. The call mitzvah to Nasus Miyad, Shaykh Levaruch Aleim Al. Could go on Al Mikra Megillah, Al Atvila, Al Atila Sedayim, Al Afrashas Truma, Alachilas matzah, alachilas mor. So he gave six other examples, not all of which are found in Shas. Avalah niach tefillin, besadeh betitzis, v'leisha besuker, yesh man shihui. If he takes a long time, he's sitting in the sukkah all day, with tefillin all day long. V'aloshin mor alkach lios muta betefillin, v'lios otah betitzis, v'leisha besuker, lech alatayal koyom. So the word leh, Rabbi Natan suggests, is an infinitive. Hashem commanded us to do this, means it's a long process. Al, Hashem commanded us on this, boom. It's much more staccato. Boom. Done. Over. Finished. One second. Ulahad l'kner chanakeh. No. So should we what? No. Al ad lakas nechanakeh. Do it in the flesh. Well, yei shir b'mitzvasa. Kedamor b'mitzvasa. Mitzvasa b'shetishka achama. I should tick the regal and I should. Can I that? How long that's going to take? You're passing. One sec. So between the Miyusha and the moon is a Afsaka. Mashem, the Vorachan al Kriyas Halo, from the Vorachan al Mikra Megillah. So what's the difference? I the time of the fish of corn from Megillah below Efsik. I will be Kriyas Hal, Mafsikim, Vatiba Onim, Roshay Absukim. You know, Shodu on Hashem, there's a Efsik in the middle. Behold, I mean, the Psachim, the Ikat, the Kriyas Hal, Tiknu, the Vim, Rishonim, and the Cross, I'll call Tsar, Shlotav, Latibu, Lichshayigal, Logoman, is a Hal, Hilkok Shayach, Bohailish, the Likos is a Hal, the Chomitsu, Shain, and Chova, Tomid, Lo Shayach, Be Al. It's not a complete Chova. He carries the expression of Al. So therefore they say Likros Ahal. Whatever that means. Why isn't it a Chovah? If you're saved, it should be a Chovah. I don't understand this Rosh completely. So it is a Chovah. It's not a Chovah Tomei, but it's a Chovah upon a certain thing transpiring.
You say
Al's
like
Tachlan
and it's Rishus? You don't
want to
say
it. No, that's not it. We should the Baruch Azulah Niskinah Legamri Al Mitzvah Zuh. Teira Dahab Baruch and also Lachar Amilah. the Niska, the Hodas, the Shahal, the Shabbat, the Kodesh Baruch, the Shatib, the last Mitzvah Zul, the Chopam, the Shatavi, the Adena. Fine. Umashim, the Baruch, the Tfilin, Shalyad, the Hania, Fial, Shirosh, the Mitzvahs. He's a real killer. Any rule you have, then you're going to run afoul of the rule right over here, because you have both. Says the Rosh, you're right. Should lo rotsu chachamim nesak en shtei brocha zuach azu b'mitzvah achas shavis, v'tikli b'sharosh al mitzvahs, shigmar ha-mitzvah. So they made a pshara. They didn't want to have twice the same thing. This is the Rosh sheet. This is the Rosh. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Rabbeinu Tam sheet. That's good. Shechita is a flash. Mila is a flash. V'yachamitz is a flash. Oh, you have a 10-room house. So in my opinion, and this is, I'm projecting a bit, what Rabbeinu Tam meant to say was, is it limited or unlimited? In other words, you may have a 5-room house, it may take you 20 minutes or an hour to do, but there's a limit. Whereas Titzis Tefillin and Sukkah, you just can wear it forever. What? So that's wrong. He says, there's no such bracha l'mitzvahs anywhere in Shas. The Ramah quotes it. If you want to know reason for it, the assholes were in Shia last year. You know, the rabbi, the whole yard's a cheer about why you make amitzitzis and the whole arichas chefsa gavra. We learned the subis last year, right? And the perik elanaris, a big tosis about it. Remember that? Hutra tchuya. It's printed in the rabbi's sefer in the yard's a cheer. So I'll just make a quick reference if you want to look it up. Not for now. Yes? Limited. You have X rules, you check it out. If you look for promises, it's over. It's over. And I put also Hanukkah. Tichle, regalman ashuk. Oh, who knows how long that's going to take? They say a chumra from the Briskerov. The Briskerov lived a pound across you from a movie theater. Believe it or not, the Gula in the movie theater, I'm still there. And still there, Edison. The Briskerov pound lived across from the Edison movie theater. The Gula. So they said the Briskerov was Mahada, that there was always the winter, and he lit it for Shkia, probably the Briskerov, the Goran Shita, or he lit it at 5 o'clock. Make sure the candles lit till after the last show in the Edison. Because he wanted those who went out of the Edison at the midnight to see his candles. That's what I meant. That's what the Rabbi Natan knew about the Edison. He knew that it's endless, it's a Shia's man. Who knows that? There's no specific limit. It can go, who knows, in New York, the Edison. Like I say in the Yeshiva, if one of like the Brisker Rav's Chumra, you have to be able to think it's going until 3 a.m. I mean, that's a long candle. That's 10-hour candles. Am I right? 3 a.m.? I mean, I don't think that's exaggerated. All right, that's a special Hanukkah, it's a 7 a.m., a midterm, fine, or whatever, it's 3 a.m.? Yeah. No, but you want Mekayim, but it's a continuation, not like Lulav. Lulav, the minute the Dagmah and other way, it's over already. There's a mitzvah for 1 second, Lulav. With Tfilin, Titzit, Sukkah, it's a mitzvah happen all day. Really, it's supposed to be Tfilin all day, just like we're not used to it. Rav Scheinberg, Shlita from Yishalayim, he went to all day. That's the thing. The guy was going all day.
Israel, they learned here today, they were told all the time, and they work there, and then they take off and do all
the right. Well, again.
Isn't that ironic that the example you bring for Israel is that the last one time was like this? Because the Muslim is going to be the crown, and that's
explain everything. Okay, an attempt. Now the revolt. Revolt is a different distinction. Revoy and Machalek, the mitzvah, the Ev, Shalasla, the Shaliach to the Rosh, the Vorach Al. Ava mitzvah, Shubatma, Sorach, La Sosa, Sorach, La Vorach, Balamit. Mazuik, Tzad, Tzoros, Hashas. At least it's based on the Gemara. I mean, it's time out of clear blue sky. He made it based on the Gemara. The Lomol Mashma, the Losagi, La Viu Moil. Right? Because someone else could do it. Mitzvah lanat v'rashay parakim v'afal pidi shalmeh kona. You're supposed to answer yourself, and then we make a bracha wad of likros aleph. Vat vila No, we have to. You have to. You have to tell yourself. Can't be told. Oh, you know, I don't want to go to the mikvah. I'll send a friend to go instead of me. Doesn't work. Says the rivah. After the tefillah tmei and iem shalasodish. Yeah. came to Tfilas Kehle Rav Shalala Kaim and Shliach Loplu. No, no. The Gamish of Tfilas Gerim Shliach Arat Tfila, and whoever's Achar Tfila you also make Al. So therefore you say Al in all Tfilas. You're supposed to answer yourself, and then we make a bracha wad of likros alav. No, so we have to. You have to. You can tell me yourself. Can't be told. You know, I don't want to go to the mikvah. I'll send a friend to go instead of me. Doesn't work. Says the riva. After the tefillah, man, he emshal say lishliach. Came the tefillah, kelim emshal lekayim lishliach. Lo plu. No. The Gamish of Tvila's Gerim, Shiacharat Tvila, and whoever's Acharat Tvila, you also make Al. So therefore, you say Al in all Tvila. Valmatila Slula, Kishapa'ame Mavarech Achar Shiyotavo, Shekfarnotal, Lo Shayach Lavarech Lito, Shudla Abba Mashma, Violin Amitabad is Valmatila Sedayim. You should make after you wash your hands. Ulahadak Mesh of Hanukkah. He says two yesodas to revolve. What are the two yesodas? Number one, the what? If someone else can do it, then you make al. And number two, if it's after the mitzvah, you make al. With that rule, you can explain everything except for Chanukah. Well, Urucha the milsa do shakalada mazik bebeis and echavivas aneis. Financial Shabbos, the Al Sfiras are on there. You should not go a shatz, shatz, mevorech, lotius, mishen, yodea, mevorech, lekach, mevorech, and Al. So therefore, even you say Al also.
Why doesn't he
do
the same
with the Rosh? He doesn't like it, the Shver Torah. Ube tefillin, nimtze b'svar, b'yokim, b'mitzvah tefillin, chikotze rav al chazal. What? B'mitzvah tefillin. Shouldn't be Al, it should be Le. A bit, whatever.
Why do you say that Chazan seems to be the concept is
Yotzi
people,
even
you make out?
So that's the love
book. You could make the slip in the Chazan.
Could be. Vala Torah, Mavarakah, Bashkanah, Zatim, the Retor, which fits in. Well, if he times there, Mavarakah, Lechol Matzah, Lechol Maror. According to this, the bracha should be Lechol Matzah, Lechol Maror. According to the time, so Matzah Maror, 1, 2, 3, maybe. So then you can explain why it should be Alachilas Matzah, but Alachilas Maror, maybe. But according, but still, yeah, no, I'm doing a different thing. It's a hepstick. You do Matzah once, you do Matzah at the end. But okay, but the main Matzah stays first. But according to him, it's no way out. That has to be Lechol Matzah and Lechol Maror. Why in a Kanabi? That was his Gersa and Gemara.
We don't do that, right?
We say Al. But we don't do that. We don't do that. Okay. No, you can make a
shlishah.
This is what it says. Now, Rabosai, the Ran, yes?
Shofar, somebody is sick and can't go to school. And then he goes to the sick person,
does he say the bracha? It could be done either way. Either the Baal Pekeh can make the bracha for the sick person, or the sick person can make the bracha for himself. Either way, it's good.
How does the Baal Pekeh make it in shul?
Because it's Kabbalah, it's his own.
Well, it's shul, he's hearing it himself too. Here, when it comes to, I guess Yatsamot, same story. Same as Kabbalah too, I guess.
You make it to yourself.
The Ran, what, sorry? Do we want to make a raffle?
The nice
you
make a
raffle. Yeah, it doesn't say anything more if I care. It's the final two gears or whatever. But, Let's see the Ran just briefly. We won't finish the whole Ran. The Ran has a few horas al derech harivo, yeah. Sure. Is Tevila Mitzvah Daraisa? Well, is Tevila the Mitzvah Daraisa? Sure. Ner Chanukah, of course. The Rabbon. I don't know exactly. How many? They may talk about it. As many they were. So, what's the question? What's the question? It's not a mitzvah. Well, it's not quite simple. So, we make birchas and mitzvahs on things that are not really mitzvahs. For example, shechita is not really a mitzvah, right? You don't have to shechita. Tevila, you can stay tummy all life, right? But, whatever. So, yeah, the answer is an economic. Rabbi says you make a bracha on what you call the mitzvah or a shus, or a thing which you don't really, aren't really completely commanded to do. You're right. It's a kiyam either. You want to eat meat, you have to do shef to shech. That's a kiyam.
But my feeling
is you don't
need a very
I would say for cash, tevila is more mandatory than shechita is. Shechita is not eat meat. Tevila depends for what. Tevila is kelim you have to do unless you want to eat nothing. Eat paper with plastic. And tevila isha has to do, otherwise you can't even kind of mitzvah. And tevila's geirim also has to be done if you want to become Jewish. Alright, and tevila's tanaim when that's on the basic English. The Ran. There are a few slight changes from the basic revolves you saw. As far as Ner Chanukah, for example. On the Abdallah and Aleph of the Ran, Umiyu. Please look inside. Umiyu, big bold print. The first Umiyu, the narrow lines. Umiyu, Ika the Medic, behind the Klala. He quotes the basic Klala of the revolve, which he quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban took it from the revolve, really. Ramban took a lot from the Baal Yad Hos. He says so. For me, we can make that my clothes, though, I'd look at the Hanukkah, she actually has also a shliach, a filoch, a baruch, and a lel, a hadlik, the fair shik, a baruch, a hadlik. He can make my, the came in Armina, the peg, where we're leaking. Sorry, I wish that two favorite pretty. Came in Shani Yotzi, Ella Bishalatmo. All right, there ain't mitzvah, do you call us camera, they shliach. There they are. Unbelievable. Since you have to give it a penny to join in with the Balabos, so therefore it's not considered something which is done without your participation at all. We learned Beitza some years back. What was it? How many years ago was Beitza? 3 years ago. We had a long discussion about this issue. What does it mean, Pruta? How do you fulfill it? What is it achieve? And the Ran gives a different distinction to than we saw. The Rosh said that most people do their own thing in candle. He says, no, you have to give a penny even if you do it for somebody else.
Is he saying let's say nothing is started for you at all. I ask you to please, here's my menorah, here's my oil, here's my wicks, this is my house.
That's
please,
Mishat and Pruta.
That's Mishat and Pruta. He's giving you the oil, it's money.
No. He already lived. He lived somewhere else. He's done. It's not his house, it's my house.
Yeah, no.
I own the oil, I own the house, I own everything. I ask you to please light for me. Can I make that type of shit? That's it. You're 100% guilty. You come to my house and I say, look, I'm a little afraid of fire. Can you please light my menorah for me?
That's what I said. You have a shot to the You gave the whole oil. More than a pruta. The whole oil is yours.
Lighting for me.
So,
but you're, it's still your mitzvah.
You are the chalik. You are the only oil.
What for? If you
marry.
Of course, if you would walk into his house and ask him to light for you, not giving him anything, and he used all of his stuff, you wouldn't.
Right, no question. Right. Wallace. Right. The quiet. Right. What about shofar of Osai? Shofar. So the Ron is bothered. Vesu. See Vesu? Tula. Suikala Medak. They mount a Mavarcha be Megillah al Kriyasa ve Tiknu of Baal. Meshichol al Kriyah l'skamele Acher. Ubishofa tiknu a bracha al shmiyasa, but tiknu a balavid. Tishiyaf shnus kayim ayadei shaliyach. Navid ipcha. Shedei bircha as megillah al shmiya of a lamid. Ubircha shofa let kiyo baal. That's his kasha. So I thought this kasha mamash doesn't even begin. What kind of kasha is that? Everybody knows that in shofa the mitzvah is the shmiya. The shmiya, you have to hear the shofa. So if somebody, for example, who has no power of hearing, is not chayav in the mitzvah. With somebody who can hear, is chayav in the mitzvah. It's pasha that way. The mitzvah is to hear. And it comes to Megillah, the mitzvah is to read. I don't know what the Ron's basis of his question is. He's is a zero-based budgeting. How do you know the basics? What I call fundamentals from day one. As the mitzvah is shmiya shofar, and the mitzvah is kriyas of Megillah, he wants to know why. He gives an answer which seems to deny my a priori assumption. He gives a technical answer. Well, I don't tell you either what the answer is. Megillah's pisuk osius, you have to hear it, so there's al kriyasa, it's not the kol alone, the shofar, there's no pisuk kolos. I don't understand what he's talking about. I don't understand the words. So I don't understand the words, mean. I don't understand what the kasha is either. So I'm in great shape. I don't understand the kasha, I don't understand the tarot. So if everyone understands the kasha, I'm like, please explain it to tarot to me. I don't know. Then he gives it away where it comes from. Mi pi, mi yisod, rabo seno, atarfatim, the Ramban Zabalikut. The Ramban took it from the Rivo. This is general theme is the Rivo. Again, what are the Rivo's general theme? There are two times you say Al. Either after the mitzvah or when someone else does it. The Rivo is based in the Gemara. Both of those are found in the Shas. Al Atzvila, afterwards. Al Nesilas Lugas, afterwards. And what else? Al Hamila, because someone else can do it. So the Rivo basically is quoted to the Gemara. I mean, at the time they have a whole new Torah. Shiui, no Shiui. The Rivah simply stuck with the Gemara. But you have problems here and there. What about Sfira? We had a problem with Sfira. So the Ran took care of Sfira somewhat differently. How did the Ran take care of Sfira? Sfira is Omer. He says, Kevin Shekva Korav, right before the Tzu. Kevin Shekva Korav, Omer, Meimona, Meimena, Vilamona, Lo, Tiknu, Be, Al. What does that mean? What does that mean? I don't know what he meant.
Did he really answer anything except
for how they're going to come? I think it's older. It's probably older. Older Rebbe. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, but the mitzvah is Sviva. This is not Kromos. Kromos is a seventh mitzvah of Pashto. It's not doing it with
Sviva. Is that really different?
I don't know. The Rambam, by the way, is also the one who spells out the Farish that the Rambam is wrong. That's the Rambam on Amud Beis. Give him Amud Beis. Where he says, like we said before, cheer, right towards the bottom. He says, "Va'sikna biyachom etzatichach olei v'chayoti bo sheichol eskayim aydei acher mevorchem ba'al." That's the rule. Dafka, whom he nodded the maskona avia ben nami mevorchem ba'al. Shelo k'divi arambam zal. Shekotzev peregim miyachasmila shim hoyok molas beno mevorch hashem shemitzav tzivanu lo molas aben. Vein dvar v'chluvar, it's wrong. T'chi ha'minin, ha'chi ha'nimid l'rav papa, d'yama l'vayr, av l'rav papi, d'yama al-bir, avia ben amim v'varach al-amila, d'mila b'avia ben k'bir chomet tami, d'yunami m'chayev, al d'efshel l'mev l'ayde yacher. Yeah, that's what he says. Ubaosin she yap shall put like the man of the Amish Bakim of Atma, you make a lavit, tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah, etc., etc. That's the rule of the Riva, it's basically the rule of the Gemara. The rule of the Gemara. Then he says, what about Matzah and Mara? Unbelievable, it's Girsa. Look at he has over here, on top of on Amad Aleph, the Ra. The second line. He says, can we see the place? Which is some kuf yadam and beis pshita hechadika shayarki mevarach mekar baruch baruch adama viyup. If you have like we have, we use for carpets, we use whatever we use. We use I don't know what pepper, celery, parsley. Ulechimati the chazeres we come to the mora, which is lettuce. Mevarach lechol mora. Yeah, and if you say yes, lechol mora. Kuf yadalim and beis. His gear was lechol mara, because you have to do it yourself. So the bracha is lechol mara. Our gear in the bottom line of that page is alachilas mara. So you see, by the way, there were two different gear souls. Two different gear souls. Right? So it's hard to bring a right finger, just two different gear souls. Look what he goes right to them. It's very interesting. But he says, hey, for the lecha shayaki, if you only have lettuce, so my, what do you do? Here he agrees to the Girsa of Alachilas Mara. Why? Why? Why is the Girsa change? It's past, because you already ate Mara in Karpas. I can do that, I think it's already too late. So much changes. You make Bar Pradama and you lech on Mara and you eat again. So what do you see? This is the Ras. And also the Kufi Dal Tosetvav. But if it's future, it's there, and if it's past, it's al. Someone else can do it, it's again al. This is the Rada saying the same as the revolver quoted by the Rush, but a few differences. How you take care of some technical details, how you take care of Hanukkah, how you take care of Sphira. That they part ways in the details. But the assault they share, that the criteria are really found in the Gemara itself. Lulav is the trickiest issue of all. Tulsa says, keep your hand here in the round for 1 minute, and then we'll stop. I want to talk about Chumash just for another minute. Tosis in the Zayin of Beis, the Idna, the Agbe, Nafik Bay. Keep your hand here, please. If Toma came in the Nafik, can't be Baruch, Malotorach, Lavaruch, over last year, so what are you doing? You can't make a bracha over afterwards. You should both make the bracha before. Omari. Afagav the Nafik Akati Osik the Mitzvah should Sarach Lenanea Bekriyas Halel the Tosis. So you have a Hemshev. You have the Tilas Lulav, you have the Bracha on the Tilas Lulav, then you have the Halel. You see, from Tosis, Klor Yisov. When they make the Bracha Lulav? Right before Halel, like the Shulchan Aruch says. Like the Chassidish of many who make it early in the morning in the Sukkah. Tosis and Sukkah doesn't say the Kriyas Halel, it's just Nanuam Stav. Could be able to know even when you shook it early in the morning, but Tosi also doesn't know what? Only one by how? That's A.
Well,
that's next Tosi's day. Oh, exactly. Lots is Lyotta Mibor, Lots is Mibor, Lyotta Adayim, Tosi in the Tila. Umashkach, so how? Kisha Afacha, we turn the asterisk upside down, like we do. So they mean it with Sukkah Membeis. Teri Yotzi, Ella Derachi Del Osso. Oshin, Atoshalo, Lots is Bob, but also the Tila. Ukshadam, Nota Lula, Vain Sarach, Lahom, Fuck of the Pirish Ri, why? Came and should serve the Nanea Bahala, so the Hala's still coming up. Oh, she ain't a road to Lusit, but also until the first part is Kavana. Shalom Lusit. Even if it's ancient as Kavana, but Kavana Shalom Lusit, but Dafka, not to be able to, we assume, is effective, although the Rashbam disagrees. And therefore the Bracha should be made. The Bracha should be made what? So it's a Bracha of Al Natilus Lula. One second. Because Al is after the Maisa Amitza, which you did. True. It's not over yet. You have to have Halo yet, or you had not come on a Lotus yet. This is after something, so you make the Baruch of Al Natilus Lulav. But the entire Gemara proves beyond a doubt that there's no Indian of turning the Esrog upside down. If you turn it upside down, then what promise should you make? Lethal as a Lulav. So those who turn upside down at first, and so what are they? Toim. Who says they're Toim? The Balamor. The Balamor says, at the very last line of page 6 in the Balamor, He says, one second. Those who show themselves as big medaktikim. They have a different way of chanting. They changed hands. We turn upside down, the same thing. In any event, Tos who be other. Right. Tos who be other. It's a mistake. Because you see from the Gemara Klar, the Fakat, the Bracha, the Alta Nasim, because you were Yotze before. It's a mistake. So far, I'm sorry to have to break for the quote for the weekend, quote unquote, till Sunday Shia, with a very sour taste that all that you did this past Sukkot and Yisrael, you made a mistake. So far, we have no defense for the Minigah Ola of the quote with Dachtigim, which the Baal HaMor quotes and rejects.
You're talking about the
Lulav,
not Ezra.
No, not over Lassiyos. The Gemara is the Farish Fakir. Had it been over, you'd make a bracha Litalas a Lulav. You make a bracha Alatilas Lulav, precisely because it's Midagam and Nafik Faith after the Mitzvah. All right, that may be true, but that's the argument against the Farish and
Gemara.
He switched hands. Same thing, the Bible is the same thing. Same effect. Okay, I both said. I'm sorry I have to leave in the middle, but that we have to, no time to go to the terrace. There is a terrace. Take heart, please. There will be a terrace. Many Yisrael, we try very hard to adjust for all the other Yisrael. There is a terrace. We'll give it a bit to Shem on Sunday, okay? Parshas Chayisara is a very important parsha. The parsha of Shidduchim. We know they quote from the Baditshiva. The Baditshiva said, I think it's a Kedushas Levi, I'm not sure. Why is the Torah doesn't describe the Shidduch of Avraham Avinu and Sarai Man? It's the first Shidduch which is described in the Chumash. So the Baditshiva says that the Avraham and Sarai were married, they were still going. They weren't Jewish yet. So therefore we're not supposed to necessarily learn from everything that happened during that Shidduch. The first Jewish Shidduch was Yitzchak Avinu. And that's why it's discussed by Arichas Gedola, Yopas Yichos and Shal Avnei Yavos, Vitoros and Shal Bonu, the Chazal tell us, the Rashi quotes it, the Mitzvah, the whole story is said, it led, and repeated again, and didn't we learn from a one vov? You see that there are important lessons to be learned from this entire parasha. Now, of course, the most important lesson for any young man who is either about to get, wants to get married, or even those who are married, and even old men. Remember last week you mentioned, Kedei Lechado Val Baila. The Rashi said, Snui, they had the Rashi, why they asked Snui, why they knew the answer. Kedei Lechado Val Baila, I think it's from Shlomo Valva, one of the preeminent Balei Musar of today, who says, wait a minute. Lechado Val Baila means to strengthen the Shalom Bayis, yeah? So he said, wait a minute. Rav Avinu was how old at the time? 21? How old was he? How old was Rav Avinu at the time? How old was he? 99. Sorry, Manu? 89. We were married certainly for a long time. You know, it was a very long time. So still, Kedei Lechado Val Baila. I don't think one thing, wasn't their marriage strong enough? Said Rav Shlomo Valva, you're so. No matter how long you're married, no matter how strong your marriage is, you'd be a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, there's still a need l'chava v'albayla. Can you imagine what a chusav are? Wow! That means no matter how strong and long the marriage is, there's still always a need to make it better, to have reinforcement, that the husband should recognize how much of hakaras hatov he has towards his wife. Ein l'shar, ein l'tach. That's just last week's yisod. So certainly a person who is attempting to find a wife, or is about to enter into that difficult parsha, which is Koshka Kriyat Yamsuf. So it behooves us, as we say, to look into the parsha of Chayisar. What was Eliezer looking for? So we all know they look for Chesed. True? Eliezer looked for Chesed. But before you begin, why did he go there? Why did Rav Avinu send him all the way over there? He should have found a wife from the Benos Knaan. What's the difference? As the right answer, the same as Drosha. Halal of the Avodah Zorah. Halal of the Avodah Zorah. They're paraphrasing the Chazal and the Medrash Parshas B'Shalom. There was Avodah Zorah in Kedan of the Vodazor and our Padan Aram, the same thing. Etz Derani is so godol. He says, religion, theology, no. A quickie course, set someone straight, it's all right. You can set somebody, now, we know what this happened. But, the Ran explains, Midos character trait are the most difficult thing to change. They call from Yisrael Salanta. It's so difficult to change a Mida. It's easier to create something from scratch or to change a Mida. So hard to change someone's character trait. So that's what Avraham Avinu said afar, because he was told that Benoz, he knew that Benoz Knaan, aside from the theological failures, were also there were lowlifes. They had no Midas. There was no character. With Padan Aram, even though they were pagans, but he felt that based on the reputation there was some great better character. So that's number one, you saw this character. And that's why Chesed is number one. As we mentioned yesterday, the whole basis of marriage is Chesed. He does Chesed for her, she does Chesed for him. But that's lacking to be no marriage, of course, without Midah of Chesed, there's nothing to talk about. That's why he sent, let's look for the Midah of Chesed, that we all know. However, there's an additional Midah which is equally important, and it's based upon a Kliyoka in this week's parasha. Kliyoka said that the other thing that Eliezer looked for was the Midah of Tzniyus, which he spoke about last Thursday. Where did we see that Eliezer looked for the Midah of Tzniyus? We don't find it anywhere but Beferish. Well, it's really Beferish, but it's just between the lines. We don't see it because we're so colored by other Mekorosh, other interpretations. Kliyoka says, but what did Eliezer say? Hakrei no lefonei hayom. What does it mean, Hakrei lefonei hayom? He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should be a coincidence that this woman who I'm going to find should be the place where I'm looking for, which is by the well. What was the well in those days? The well was like the corner candy store. Really? That was the well. So, they don't have candy stores anymore. Whatever they call them. Hangout. Whatever the hangout is. That was the well. That was the well. Canteen, all right. We'll have the canteen. So whatever it is, that's what the well was. So wait a minute. Eliezer didn't want to have one of those ladies who hangs up by the well as the wife for Yitzchak. That wasn't the appropriate wife. So he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another end, he could knock on every door. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakrei no lefonai hayom. Which is Eliezer's tefillah. It's Perek. He prayed to Hashem that a woman who never ever comes to the well should suddenly, for some crazy coincidence, come that day. That's quite an outrageous tefillah. Well, that's why I thought to do that. Yeah, the schools of Shalom wrong. On the other hand, right, they asked for such a wacky coincidence to take place. It was the answer. Says the Kliyaka, yes. Because we read a little bit further. That's supposed to be base. We read a little bit further. No. We read a little bit further that Eliezer. One minute. The pasuk says Zayin. Vanara tovas marem ha'od v'sula v'ish lo yidah. You know, we know what Rashi says, Pshat. Yidah, Vayeda, Oda. No, says the Kliyoka. That's not the Pshat. Ish lo Yidah. What do you mean, Ish lo Yidah? Nobody knew who she was. Because she was never there before. Proof. He proves it. What's the proof? Because he asks over here, in Pasuk Tov Gimel, Vayomer Bas Mi'at. Everybody knows the Kliyoka. Things haven't changed. Even in 1990, I think. But the proper protocol is if a man receives a woman, and it's interested in meeting that woman, he doesn't know who she is. So the protocol calls, you know, you ask a friend, you know, who is that over there? Who is that? She looks like a very fine lady, you know, who is that? That we find, for example, by Boaz. Right, by Boaz, said that the Ruth was very sadistic, how she bent down to the second she could pay her. So he asked, what did he ask? Who is this? Right? So he asked the Horeb, who is it? He always asked somebody else. I mean, I don't know what goes on in 1993, I don't know, but the pashtus, the protocol for all generations was, you try to find out from somebody else, that's a nice way to do it. If it fails completely, then you have no choice, you know, what's your name, who are you? So he says, how come Eliezer was so bold and so uncouth as to say, bas miach, and the klucha, what can he do? Ishlo yadah, he asked her, who is this, no one knew. So he had no recourse but to ask her straight. Excuse me, who are you? What's your name? What's your family? Who's your father? Remarkable shot. Says it was an Indian of Sneers. And he goes further. He says, further. We know the Rashi quotes the many Mamoram here. The other expound upon it. You know that these two meters that he checked for, Chesed and Sneers, have a link to one another. I'll explain the link right now. Gemara says, Kala Sheinel Yopos, Ena Tzricha Bedika, the more time is called down. What does that mean? You mean blue eyes? Pretty blue eyes? Ena Tzricha Bedika? Couldn't have meant that. We know, unfortunately, that doesn't mean a pretty blue eye. What does it really mean? It means, says the Kliyokar, what do you mean, Ayin Yoko? You ever learn Terumis? Maybe you picked it up maybe in the beginning of Elimitzias. It's Ayin Yoko, it's Ayin Bainanis, and it's Ayin Ra. 140th, 150th, 160th, respectively. That's what it means, Ayin Yoko. Ayin Yoko doesn't mean pretty blue eyes. Generous! That's exactly the meat of Chesed. That's what happened with Rivka. So what did she do? She gave Elah to him, but she gave to the Gebalim as well. Oh. That's what Ayin Yoko means. As opposed to Ayin Ra, which means stinginess. Only 160th of the color. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Rashi explains over here that Eliezer gave her Becca, Remez the Shikle Yisrael, Becca la Gulgolas. What are the shekel doing? What's the machta shekel doing in here? Why the machta shekel? Why can't we count them straight? No, what's the answer? Shalom tishlo behem, ayin hara, right? We know that, everyone knows that. Dovid HaMelech counts them straight, as ayin hara, as my gate, but we all know that. The Farish and the Pesukim and the Midrash, we all know that. You count, no, she is a man, you don't count, she is a man. So the Aseret HaDibris are also found over here. Aseret HaDibris, Shkolam, Aseret HaDibris. So the Kliyot explains, Shkolam was to avoid Ayin Hara. Lucas, also Ayin Hara. We spoke about this last week. The first Lucas was broke because of Ayin Hara, and the second Lucas was given with Sneers to avoid Ayin Hara. And the Kliyot from that Sneers. The word Ayin Hara, Oy Kenena Hara, Oy Bli Ayin Hara. I think it's above Meister. Wrong! Whoever will be in the Shiva next year will learn it the first day. But the Babas next year, she was spoken. The first stop, Dav Beis, there's a discussion over there about good friends make good neighbors. That's the first discussion. Good friends make good neighbors. And your halachas, you look at Dav Beis and the Beis, you see there did it. That you know, you're not supposed to look at my grain when it's growing. I'm supposed to try to have a palatable defense, a disposable defense. I shouldn't show off my wealth. If I have $10 million worth of corn, I should try to build a defense and no one should be able to see it. Unfortunately, they do our assertions. Terrible. And it's an Ayin Hara. I just spoke to a very distinguished rabbi just this morning. He told me there was an outrageous wedding out your way somewhere last year with a guy who redecorated the whole hotel, the Waldorf, one of the fancy hotels, with 1890s themes, kind of crazy, crazy thing. And there was the fanciest, richest, ostentatious wedding ever, which was a terrible enough in its own right. And the rabbi told me today, the guy went bankrupt. Went bankrupt, which is what he called chapter 7. It's a new chapter, a new chapter. Worse than chapter 11. Chapter 7 is the worst. It's not no reorganization. Kaput. This same guy, a year ago, that's all it was, less than a year ago. No. Shol Dabal Ayin Hara. That's exactly what happened. Rabosai, don't make anything fancy. Dangerous. We believe in it. We really do. We really believe in it. What's the connection, Rabosai, between Ayin Hara and Ayin Ra? Ayin Ra is stinginess. Ayin Hara is an evil eye. What's the connection? I think there's a connection. I know what the connection is. I'll tell you the connection. The connection is, if I flaunt my wealth or whatever I have, what does that mean? I'm trying to put myself up on how great I am. By definition, if I'm up, everyone else is down. Only I can make an 1890s wedding. I'm going to put someone else down. I mean, that might affect, I'm stingy. I don't want to share, I don't want to make a bar mitzvah like everybody else made. I want to be one up. I mean, I'm stingy. I don't want to be the same as everybody else. I mean, be a Baal Kesher, like a Jew like every other Jew. I want to be bolate. I want to stick out. I want to be ostentatious, showy. So if you want to project your own superiority, whether it be in money, whether it be in numbers, the count, the census, the problem of Ayin Hara, or even the Torah would give him an eye with the colos as a shelter by an hour. By definition, you say, what is a lower? What is a lower? There's a link between Ayin Hara, therefore, and Ayin Ra. What's the opposite of Ayin Hara? The opposite of Ayin Ra? Well, we know. Opposite of Ayin Ra is Chesed. Ayin Yafa, Kalash and Ayin. The opposite of Ayin Hara is what we saw in Rashi last week, Chisisa, what the answer to Ayin Hara is what? Sneers. So Sneers and Chesed, respectively, on the opposite of me only show off all my great talents, skills, and accomplishments, etc. If you're holding by that madrega, then I'm afraid. You meet a girl and you're both holding by the same madrega, you know, each one wants to show off how great he or she is. And so who knows what's going to happen when they come together? I'm not afraid. On the other hand, if you've internalized yourself, this lesson is free offer. To be Baal Chesed, to be Pesnius. And then you look for a young lady who has the same midas, and then you meet, then you meet them, get married, then you can build a bias on a midas row. The same as a bias with Yitzchak Avinu. I give you my bracha. You should learn the lesson for yourself, and then learn the lesson on the proper zivuk, shidduch, with the yisodos of Eliezer, the yisodos of the Torah, and the Mitzvah. In upcoming weeks, I'd like to learn with you some of the important lessons of Shalom Bayis. It's very, very important to go into this, and if you have any particular ideas or questions along these lines, please bring them up to me and we'll talk about it. Otherwise, we'll learn one of the svarim. I'll say there in the svarim that you know Shalom Bayis in the upcoming weeks, okay? Not a minute, but I'm going to say, to leave it up to that, if you have a minute. A good Shabbos, one and all. Yeah, sure. All right, we start. Right here.